Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ted Gunderson, who for many years was in charge of the FBI office in Los Angeles, and when he retired for many years ago, why, of course, he had all sorts of honors. But after that, why, Ted went into investigating all sorts of bizarre things. He's investigated satanic crimes and certainly pedophilia rings. And of course, he's on the front lines of the battle to try to let people understand that there really are dark and sinister spiritual forces out there that are being protected by people at the highest levels of government. And certainly the story of Jeffrey McDonald, he certainly solved that case. That was the Green Beret doctor, physician, who was arrested and put in prison for murdering his wife and children, which he didn't do. It was carried out by a satanic cult. But everything has been done to protect that satanic cult, and as a result, Captain Jeffrey McDonald, is still in prison. Tom, thank you. Ted, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's always a great pleasure to be on your show. You're so highly respected, and you bring the word out to the people. And I'm very flattered that you would ask me to come on every once in a while.
Well, I always love having you, but I wanted to talk to you, talk to us a little bit about assassinations. I know that you knew Chip Tatum, who we had an opportunity to interview a number of times, and Chip, of course, had been a government assassin. He got into trouble when he didn't want to kill Terry Reid, who had written he got into trouble when he didn't want to kill Ross Perot. Wasn't that the story?
Yeah, that was Ross Perot, huh?
Right. Why don't you tell the story? And I'd like you to just tell us a little bit about what you know about the assassination programs that have gone on in the past.
Dr. Stan, it's unbelievable what's happened. First of all, let me just go back to the McDonald case very briefly and tell you that the latest information we have is that the DNA test, there was a hair with root intact found under the fingernails of one of the children, and it does not match anybody in the family. So the DNA tests are favorable, in favor of McDonald, yet the judge has completely ignored it. And he submitted a 47-page statement, and he just basically glossed over the DNA test, which would prove that Dr. McDonald is innocent, and also he said, in so many words, don't come back into my court. So this is a huge, huge drug cover-up involving drugs coming up in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War in the body cavities of the dead GIs.
But don't you think it was also tied into the satanic cult?
Oh, yes, yes. As you see, within 10 months of entering the case, on October 25, first of all, I entered the case in January of 1980, right after I retired, and within 10 months, I obtained a signed confession from Helena Stokely, who said he didn't commit the murders. They were committed by my satanic cult group, and the cult was distributing the drugs up and down the East Coast, and the higher-ups in the drug operation did not know that they went in and wiped out the family. With that, there was no pre-approval on it, and they knew that if there was an investigation of the cult, it could expose this whole drug operation, flying the drugs in the body cavity of dead GIs. So they basically framed Dr. McDonald, and by the way, this drugs in the body cavity of dead GIs is documented in Time Magazine, January 1, 1973. It was an article on it. Now, the latest information on this modus operandi, I was talking to a veteran who just came back from Afghanistan, and he said we have special forces guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan, and we are continuing to bring drugs in plastic bags in body cavities of the GIs coming back dead from Afghanistan.
Well, of course, we have to ask why we're over there. You know, when the Taliban were there, there weren't any drugs, and since we went over there, the poppy fields are blooming again. Ted, are you on a regular telephone?
I'm on a regular telephone. Can you hear? I hear an echo someplace.
All right, fine. We'll be right back in just a moment. All right, Ted, we can go on from there. Maybe I think what I'm going to do is ask, if you wouldn't mind hanging up, I'll ask Andy to call you back again
sure.
to see
I'll
if we can get a little line. So you hang up, and Andy, if you wouldn't mind calling Ted back, because I'd really like to get a good coverage of this. Ted has a tremendous amount of knowledge about what's going on. Certainly, since he left the Federal Bureau of Investigation, he, of course, investigated many of the major crimes. He certainly had looked into the background of the murder of Sonny Bono. Of course, Bob Fletcher had done the primary work there, but Ted Gunderson had been involved in that investigation and many other key investigations. The story of Captain McDonald, who I'm firmly convinced is innocent, was complicated when about a year ago, a federal marshal came forward and said that he had actually talked to this woman who was part of the satanic cult that killed Jeffrey McDonald's wife and children. And when he had taken her to see the district attorney had said to this woman, member of the satanic cult, if you you make that statement publicly, I will try you for murder. You better just keep quiet, basically, of course, meaning that the prosecutor knew that Jeffrey McDonald was innocent, and they sent an innocent man to prison. Does this sort of thing really go on in the world today? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid it does. Ted, how are you? Let's see how you...
Doctor, and let me just mention the latest information I have received. I have not confirmed it. Do you remember Pat Tillman, the famous football player with the Arizona Cardinals?
You know, I mean the one who had the 3 bullet holes in his forehead, shot at close range, and were told, of course, it was the enemy that had done it, and he had been killed heroically running up the hill, and then the government admitted it was all a lie. But I think he was actually executed by somebody in his own unit, don't you?
Well, the word I have received just today, as a matter of fact, I don't know if it's true or not, I haven't confirmed it, is that he was going to expose the poppy fields to a newsman, Noam Chomsky.
Noam Chomsky, sure, okay. And, of course, so he had to be silenced. And I know that I have articles saying that the pathologist who examined Pat Tillman's body had said that this is obviously a case of murder. And, of course, this was never brought out.
Right. So then we go back to the poppy fields, bringing drugs and plastic bags to body cavities, and special forces protecting the poppy fields in Afghanistan, whereas they were doing the same thing in the Vietnam during the late 60s, early 70s.
Well, I think it's so hard for people to really believe that this sort of thing could really go on in the world today. But so much of what goes on, of course, is just like this, and that's why I do what I do, trying to bring out the truth. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Ted Gunderson was just commenting on the death of Pat Tillman. Those of you who remember the story of Pat Tillman, he played for the Arizona Cardinals. He gave up a $3 million contract to fight for his country. He went over to Afghanistan. He saw what was going on there. And, of course, we were told that he had died, leading a heroic charge up the hill. It was all a lie. Then it turned out that the truth was he was shot in the forehead, 3 bullet holes, very closely placed, obviously shot at close range. The pathologist who actually saw the body said this is obviously a case of murder. He wasn't allowed to pursue it at all. Orders came from very high levels. And now, Ted, why don't you just repeat what you just told me?
Well, the word I have is that he was going to expose the poppy fields in Afghanistan that were being guarded by special forces, and that the drugs were being brought in the body cavities, dead GIs, as occurred during the Vietnam War, late 60s, early 70s. He was going to do this to Noam Chomsky. Isn't Chomsky a news reporter?
You're right. Well, there is a Noam Chomsky who's a writer. He's not really a reporter, but I think he's a professor, but he certainly is always out digging up dirt and bringing up interesting information.
Well, where is he located? You know, Dr. Stan?
No, I really don't. If we're thinking of the same one, his name is Noam, I believe, Chomsky, and he's written a number of books that I have.
Uh-huh. Well, this is the word I received just as a matter of fact. It was yesterday. Somebody called me and told me this.
All right, will you look into that? It'd be very interesting. I wonder what his family knows. I know his family was well aware of the fact that they'd been lied to, and they tried to get the information out, but they were pretty well blocked by the controlled media.
Well, that's right, and also by the Army, of course. which is the same thing that happened with Dr. McDonald. And, you know, you mentioned last week when you called me you wanted to go over the assassinations. I just very, very briefly, just before the show, just listed a few of the assassinations that I'm familiar with. And let me just go through them real quick. Malcolm X.
All right, fine.
Okay, John Lennon.
All right, well, fine. What about Malcolm X? I thought that he was actually actually killed by a dissident member, or I see one of the members of the followers of Elijah Muhammad, the leader of this, the black Muslims.
Yeah, but he was still assassinated.
Oh, sure, he was. Certainly, no question at all. And I think that they, I don't know whether, they certainly didn't execute the guy who killed him. In fact, I think there was some way he sort of got off with a lighter sentence after this was a frank assassination of Elijah, of Muhammad, the Malcolm X, because he was trying to expose the corruption in this Black Panther organization.
Right. And by the way, back in the 1960s, and particularly late 1960s, I was very actively involved in investigating the Black Panthers in New Haven, Connecticut. I was number two man in the FBI there. And as a matter of fact, after the Bobby Seale murder trial, which occurred in New Haven, I had a call from William C. Sullivan. And by the way, Bill was a good friend of mine, number two man in the FBI, who was murdered on a hunting accident, end quote, in New Hampshire, as I recall, sitting on the porch in a rocking chair of some sort, and shot by the son of a highway patrolman who thought he was a deer. And Bill was a liaison with the Warren Commission on the Jack Kennedy assassination.
Would you think this was an effort to actually silence him, or do you think it was just a stupid accident?
Bill was got crosswise with J. Edgar Hoover, and he came to work one Monday morning, and his name had been scratched off the door, and locks had been changed. And I never talked to Bill about it. Well, he was a very good friend of mine. But I know that he was liaison with the Warren Commission and the FBI. Bill was not a guy, a fellow would cover up anything. He told it like it was in every situation I was familiar with. And I think he was just a straight shooter, and I think that he knew too much. And I personally think he was murdered deliberately. That's my personal opinion. I can't prove it, of course.
Well, of course, there's a lot of question about Casey, William Casey, a former director of the CIA, that he was done away with because he was going to write a book and tell a lot about the CIA actions.
Well, Bill Colby, too.
It's Colby I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Colby. I have some knowledge about that. I didn't know Bill, but he's a very close friend. One of my best friends, John DeCamp, here in Nebraska. I'm in Nebraska, by the way. And John told me that Colby was a very fastidious person. When he disappeared, they found his computer on and his meal half eaten. And of course, they didn't find his body right away. They found it several days later, and it was fished out of the Potomac River. And the Marine flag was not up, which you would normally put that up when you go out in a boat. And they claimed that he went out in his boat and drowned. Now, I happen to know and have direct knowledge, to be honest with you, Dr. Stan, that he was kidnapped and was tortured for several days, then brought back, and his body was dumped in the river. He was shot in the head. He was killed through a gunshot to the head.
Well,
I heard that from a very, very reliable, credible source.
Was this the CIA that did him in, or what?
CIA.
Right, because he had been the director of the CIA for some time.
And he was writing a book, and after you have been out of the CIA for some 25 years, you don't have to get clearance for what you put in your book. By law, it's my understanding. And he had like 3 months from being out of the CIA for 25 years, so... he was going to, I think, reveal some interesting facts. Now, the book has never been published, and his wife was given a plush job as ambassador to France, and nobody has heard anything more about it since then.
And we have no idea what happened to the manuscript then.
No, of course, the manuscript's gone.
But, of course, the interesting thing, Colby, really, the people I've known who knew him, thought he was a pretty straight, shooter as far as the...
John DeCamp told me he was a fantastic man. He was a straight shooter. And John wrote the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, which I encourage your people to buy if you haven't already bought one. Tells it like it is, and Bill Colby was the one that told John to write the book in order to stay alive because John knew too much. And I actually worked the Franklin Cover-Up case with John DeCamp back in the late 80s. So This is available on my website, by the way, Dr. Stan. And my website is freeviamail.com, freeviamail.com.
One more time. Give that.
freeviamail.com.
Okay,
freeviamail.com.
All right, fine. And so basically, you mentioned Colby, certainly, I've always felt he was assassinated by our own government or by people within the dark side of government. I believe in our government, but we have a visible government, we have an invisible government, and that invisible government gives no credence to human life. I mean, they'll kill people just as readily as they can. Now, what about Chip Tatum? You mentioned you'd heard that Chip Tatum had been killed. What was the significance of Chip Tatum? Who was he? I think you had interviewed him, and then, of course, is it true that his body washed up on one of the a beach in the Caribbean recently?
I have not been able to confirm that. I have been told that by several sources. I don't know if it's credible information or not. But the word I have is he was tortured and shot, and his body was washed up either in Panama or Colombia. Now I do have, most recently, came up with some information about some of his relatives, and I plan to contact them very shortly and find out if they have any updated information on him. So we'll see. Bill, Chip was a neat guy, 25 years black operations. He told me that he was involved in assassinations overseas, and he became a whistleblower when they tried to get him to kill a fellow American. He refused to do so, and that's when he went public. Of course, he ended up going to jail and all that, which is par for the course for this element, this shadow government that we're involved with, or this monitoring all of us, people like you, me, and my associate, Clarence Malcolm. But Chip was, I had him on my radio show. I had a radio show for 2 years, as you know, called Gunderson Intelligence Report. And I had him for 2 hours. And after 2 hours, I said, hey, this guy, he knows an awful lot of information. I ended up having him on the air for 26 hours. Altogether, I have 26 hours of radio transcripts with him. Also, I have a DVD interview I did with him that's 2 hours long. It's also available on my website, Chip Tatum. And also, a fellow named Bo Abbott, who was a CIA drug pilot. I've interviewed him on DVD and some other very interesting people.
Now, if I will, a little later, I'll let you tell our listeners about your DVDs, how they can get them, because the information is vitally important. But Chip Tatum's story really had a ring of truth to it, because we remember that Ross Perot ran for the presidency, and then he dropped out saying that there was a contract out he mentioned his family. I don't know whether he mentioned it was actually him.
It was his daughter.
It was his daughter.
That's right. And so he dropped out for that reason. I don't think there's any question.
Well, now, what about, who was Chip supposed to kill Ross Perot or the daughter?
I think it was the daughter, but I'm not sure. I don't recall exactly. I'd heard the daughter.
All right, fine. So basically, Chip Tatum refused to, of course, carry out the assignment. And, of course, that's why he got into trouble with the establishment.
That's what I understand.
He had to go off and go into hiding. And this is what happens, you know, if you are a government assassin. Why, of course, they may take care of you, or they may really take care of you. And, unfortunately, this is the way the game is played. But the average American doesn't believe this sort of thing could go on, and yet you've been on the front lines of this battle for a long time. So let's talk about some of the other assassins that you've run into.
Well, let me do this, Dr. Stan. Let me just go through, I just made this list. Let me go through the list and then come back if you want to ask any questions about anyone in particular.
All right, fine. I should mention that Elijah Muhammad was in the Nation of Islam. That was the name of the organization.
That's it.
As part of it. Wasn't the Black Panthers. That was a separate, probably a pro-communist revolutionary organization. But the Nation of Islam, of course, had lots of ties to the corrupt and the revolutionary underworld. And, of course, when Malcolm X broke with him, why, they had to have him done in. And, of course, it's a tragic story, and, of course, there's a real serious question why the men who killed him were not executed, but I think that they got off with, relatively light sentences, considering a cold-blooded killing. We'll be back here in just a moment with Ted Gunderson. Unfortunately, there are strange things that go on in our country, and you're not going to hear about this in the mainline media. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, Ted, go right ahead with the list.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we started out with Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, John Lennon. He was
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com.
That's a fascinating story. And, of course, the people in the military who actually did the autopsy and pointed out there was a bullet hole in his head, they lost their careers. Then there was a story of strange death of Vince Foster during the Clinton years, the assassination of Martin Luther King. We have a four-tape set on that. Assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President Kennedy. We have two four-tape sets on that. The assassination of Bobby Kennedy. We will have our four-tape set on that within the week. John Lennon, his peace activist, certainly Gary Webb, the gentleman who actually shot himself in the head twice after, you know, to be sure he was dead. That was after he'd written about the CIA and drugs. A man named Jeffrey Dignar, what was he?
Jeffrey Digman.
Digman, okay. And he was, of course, going to expose the drug activities on the on a Marine base. Then it was, we didn't mention Lieutenant Commander Pitzer, but, of course, we talked about him in the past. He had known something about the Kennedy assassination, and, of course, Colonel... Lieutenant Colonel Marvin was actually asked to assassinate him and refused the commission, but very shortly after that he was killed. And then, of course, the sheriff in Arkansas, who committed suicide by shooting himself in the chest three times. And then, of course, John Kennedy Jr., President Kennedy's son. The airplane crash was very, very strange. Certainly Sonny Bono, we haven't mentioned that, but I think that's going to be coming up down the line. So there really are an awful lot of people who've been assassinated, but you go right ahead.
Well, then most recently we had a gentleman named Michael Cannell, who was going to blow the whistle on the George Bush administration regarding the 2004 election between Bush and Gore, where the election was rigged in Ohio. And he also had destroyed some secret White House emails. And he died in a plane crash here within the last month or so.
Right, just before he was supposed to testify about the falsified election in 2004. And then you mentioned Danny Casolaro, was that his name?
Danny Casolaro was writing a book called The Octopus. And he called me a week before he made the trip to West Virginia. He had told his brother he was meeting some people there who were going to give him some inside information. And they found his body in, a maid found his body in this hotel room there.
Right.
And then we had Vince Foster, who, whose body was dumped in the woods. And, there was no blood at the scene, but they said that he committed suicide.
Right.
Ron Brown in the plane crash, he was going to blow the whistle. So we just, and then we had the most recently, we've had a fellow named, an inventor, American inventor named Stan Meyer, who I believe was murdered by a rogue government because he created and patented the technology to run all combustible engines on water. And this technology was about to be put into the powerful petrol industry out of business forever if that was true, of course. So he was murdered via poison. And guess who went into his property a week later and stole his water-powered dune buggy and all his patents and the money remaining to the U.S. government? That's who. So we also have numerous scientists who are working. In fact, there's a list of 80 scientists, many extremely suspicious, who were involved in the biological weapons-related research. And this information is, on the web, Internet. And, for example, one of them is Lee Young-woo, age 61, died May 22, 2006, suffering from a blood clot to the brain. Lee was spearheading an organization fight against global threats from bird flu, AIDS, and other infectious diseases. And the list just goes on and on and on. Robert Lowe, age 66, died in May of 95. Todd Cupola, age 41, died in May of 2005.
I think Steve Quayle had a lot of those up on his website, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and the list just goes on and on and on. Some 80 dead scientists. They knew too much, Dr. Stan. And as you said, the covert shadow governments. And you know, our forefathers, they said, well, I guess I hear music. I guess we can...
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when we got to stop.
Okay. You know, our forefathers set up the judicial, legislative, and executive branch. They had no idea that eventually there would be a fourth branch of the government, which I call the covert criminal enterprise, also known as the shadow government. And that's what we're looking at right now in these cases. Absolutely no question about it.
Well, Ted, I'm surprised they haven't done you in it so far, because certainly you've been on the front lines of working with John DeCamp, who exposed the pedophile ring that extended right into the White House itself some years ago. And of course, John DeCamp has been threatened. Of course, I know other people have been threatened. Well, some of them are hiding overseas today.
Hold that.
Doctor. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly one of the people I know, Jimmy Walters. We interviewed him a number of times. He was a multimillionaire who spent, I think, something like $8 million of his own money on full-page ads and television advertisements in New York City following the September 11th attack, pointing out that this was obviously an inside job, and those buildings were brought down not by plane crash, but by demolition, because steel buildings don't collapse that way. I mean, we see these steel buildings burn for days, but they don't collapse. May gut the whole inside of the building, but they don't collapse. But these buildings collapsed in their own shadow, and certainly Building 7, if you look at the pictures of it coming down, it was a classic, you know, controlled demolition. Well, anyway, because this sort of thing goes on, we've talked to other people. Mike Rupert, we had as a guest many times, and Mike had done a lot of writing on the CIA and drugs, but when he started getting into the background of that, on the morning of September 11th, the very day of the attack on the World Trade Center, there are, he said, 15 different military operations. The planes had been pulled all away from Washington, D.C. and flown all across the country. And many of these military games that they were playing involved hijacked planes crashed into government facilities. And that was totally suppressed. I think five of the military games that morning involved hijacking planes. We do know that there were, according to an article that appeared in Vanity Fair, that there were 29 simulated hijackings that morning, which, of course, left the FAA and NORAD totally confused as to what was going on. Nobody had any idea what was happening, and it didn't happen by accident. Mike Rupert is hiding in Canada today, fearful for his life. But you go right ahead, Ted.
Well, I was just going to say, it hadn't been any bed of roses for me or my associate. I just put together actually Malcolm and I did it together, both of us. He's a fantastic researcher himself, a report, which I call my monthly intelligence report for March of this year, and wherein I go into 30 years of investigative work and also research and interviews with hundreds of people over the last 30 years. And this report, I started putting it together here about 3 weeks ago, and it just grew and grew and grew. And you mentioned you're surprised that nothing's happened to me. Well, be honest with you, I've had at least 3, and I think probably 5 attempts on my life. 3 of them I know for sure. I had, in 1982, I had 2 men sitting across from my front door in the Westwood area of Los Angeles, California.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ted Gunderson, good friend, formerly with the FBI. He's been on the front lines of trying to uncover many of the hidden stories for many years and, track down the true murderers in a number of cases. Some of the people have been freed, and unfortunately, some of them have not. Certainly, they're keeping Captain Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret. He's been in prison for 25 years because there was a murder. It involved a satanic cult, and they could never let the American people know the true story, that there really are satanic cults out there. And so to cover up the satanic cult, they've kept Jeffrey McDonald in prison. But anyway, of course, we were just talking that Ted was saying there have been several attempts on his life through the years. And why don't you pick up the story where you left off?
Well, in 1982, my landlady came home. I didn't go home that night through divine intervention, to be honest with you. And the landlady came home that night. They were parked the car at 1:30 in the morning. One man got out of a car, or two men in the car, across from my front door. And came over and asked her if she knew where I lived. And I'd always told her, anybody asks about me, you don't know me. And she said no. And then she went upstairs and watched them, and they left at 1:45. I made some phone calls when I came home the next night. She told me the story, and I made some phone calls, and I found out I had a contract out on me. And it was by the Israeli mafia. And then I also found out that I had another contract out on me at the same time by the satanic cult out of Houston, Texas, in connection with the McDonald case. And about that same time, I had 13 dead red roses and 13 dead chrysanthemums dropped on my front porch on Friday the 13th, I think it was in 1982, as I recall. And it said, poacher in the grass, once a cub, the lion sees shades of death and life, and it was signed Eddie. And it was June 15, 1982, And Eddie was one of the people involved in the Jeffrey McDonald murders. In addition to this, I had my associate has contracted with the uranium-235. He was on a riverbank here last May in Oklahoma, and some man walked up to him and said, "Oh, you got a fly on the back of your head," and slapped him on the back of the head. He's been sick ever since. We were able to get it diagnosed as uranium-235. And fortunately, we were able to, through chelation, to get it out of the system. And then the next thing we know, he got shot with some sort of a energy weapon, a laser gun of some sort, I don't know. And so he's had his problems. My first webmaster was murdered. My second one, Chris Jones, was set up on a child molestation case and absolutely innocent. I've had my window shot out twice. I've had surveillances on me. They've put recording devices in my home. I came home last September from a trip, was looking through my cabinets looking for a file, and the phone rang at 8:27 a.m. A male voice said, "Did you find the file?" and hung up. And my mail was tampered with and opened. My car's been stolen. There have been two additional attempts to steal my car, but I was able to interrupt them. I had an unusual number of flat tires. My car's been sabotaged. And I've had been the target of electronic beams myself, illegal telephone taps, surreptitious entry into my home, and also into my car. And I had my front wheel came off doing 75 miles an hour between Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska on the freeway. I had I found it. I was going to drive from Sacramento to L.A. one day here last summer. And I came out and I always check my car before I go on a trip. And here was a device glued to the inside, left front tire, inside glued to it. Didn't get on there by accident. And it was 1 inch by 1 inch by half. And I took it off with a screwdriver and examined. There was a piece, there was a wire of some sort in there. And I had an expert tell me it was an explosive device that would have blown my wheel. And I would, of course, could have possibly had an accident. It was poisoned with arsenic and cyanide in Las Vegas in 2006, which caused me to have high blood pressure. I'm still having high blood pressure. They want me to die from a stroke or a heart attack, obviously. In fact, my blood pressure was 242 over 119. A friend came in at 11:30 at night and said, "You better go to the doc. You look terrible." I had my window shot out twice, so it's not been an easy road for me either, doctor. But fortunately, like I say, through divine intervention and my experience and by my intuition and combination of a number of matters within myself, that I've been able to survive.
Somewhere. Well, I suspect the Lord's been looking after you too, Ted, because I don't think you could have survived all this simply on your own.
Well, they've even come on our website with illegal pornography. And we have to watch it because we're afraid that they'll come on, put illegal pornography on there, and they'll come on and arrest us and say we're watching pornography, you know, child pornography and that sort of thing.
Well,
this month they tried to put child pornography on. We just had a surveillance on us just here in Little Old Nebraska just the other day.
I know. Ted lives in a very excluded area, I suppose that would be, of Nebraska, far away from the, it's just a little tiny town, very, very close to John DeCamp, who is forced to move there because of threats against his family and because he'd written a book called The Franklin Cover-Up. Now, before we go on, Ted, I'd like you to tell our listeners about your website again, what they can get on your website.
Sure.
Perhaps they'd like to get your email letter. And in fact, I'd appreciate if you'd send that to me as well. We'd love to have it. But why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get your material?
Well, I have over 400 DVDs in my library. I have a CD, Dr. Stan, that's available to the public. It's 6,500 pages of more than 30 reports that I've compiled over the last 30 years that people can purchase. What do we get for that, $25?
Yeah, tell them we're going to send it.
We'll send some material to you so you, because we're going to leave the country. We have to go to Panama. We've researched it. We've got to get out of the country. It's absolutely impossible to operate here. We came to, Malcolm, my associate, and I came here from Las Vegas in 2006 because we were being poisoned there. And within 2 weeks, first of all, I was sitting at my desk. I was disoriented. And so I went down, had a blood test, found out I had arsenic cyanide in me, and something else that caused me to have high blood pressure. And I told Malcolm, I said, we got to get out of here, Malcolm. We won't be alive in 6 months. So we moved to this small town, 296 people. I make no qualms about it. It's called Claytonia, Nebraska. And it's 7 miles from the nearest highway. It's all out in the country, right in the middle of a bunch of cornfields. The town is 5 blocks by 3 blocks. And we've even had surveillances out here. And so these people are all over us. So anyway, we've decided that we're going to go to Panama. It's no secret. And we're going to pave the way for other Americans to follow us. And we're going to have a program. We're going to call it Escape America. And help people set up down there with, legal matters through visas and help them get their passports and all that sort of thing. So anyway, it's just been one unbelievable trip after another. Now, I mentioned my partner was hit with a laser beam of some sort. On May the 21st of last year, I was unloading the luggage and putting it in to the trunk of a car at the airport in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I got home that night, took off my shirt, and my back was sunburned. And I think I was hit with a laser beam of some sort or an energy beam, and it was not calibrated properly. So all I had was a burned back, like a sunburn, a good serious sunburn. But my associate was hit with it, and we had it diagnosed, and items around his nerve were severely, energy beams seemed to have severely damaged his 6th and 7th intercostal nerve that exited his spinal column just below his shoulder. So we had some people that were experts in these various fields, and we were able to get a hold of them and be able to resolve this. This is all documented on the website, Doctor. And my website is freeviamail.com, freeviamail.com, freeviamail.com. And we also, if you will go on there, I think the only solution to this terrible problem that we have in this country today with the economy and so forth is multi-level programs. We have made available to the public a number of multi-level programs, and I think they're going to be very profitable for those people who will sign up in it. And that's available at freeviamail.com. Also, and the specific website is worldlight, L-I-G-H-T, funding, F-U-N-D-I-N-G, .net/Ted Gunderson. worldlightfunding.net/Ted Gunderson.
All right, fine. Well, I hope you'll be in touch with this. Will you have your cell phone when you're down there?
Well, the cell phone doesn't work. I'm so far out in the sticks that the cell phone doesn't work here. So you can only get me on my landline, which I gave you
right
for this show. And the cell phone does work in California. I spend a lot of time in California trying to make a living out there.
Well, I hope that when you get to Panama, you'll keep in touch with us.
Oh, we will. We will, Doctor. We're not, you know, it's going to take quite an effort to get there because we have already arranged for a house. And we have to, from there, we have to, of course, arrange for transportation, liquidate our property here or take it with us. And it's going to be a very expensive move, but we're going to make it. We have to leave the country. I mean, if we stay here, who knows what's going to happen. I think it's just a matter of time before these special forces come in with their black helicopters and arrest us and cart us off to concentration camps.
Well, I think, of course, people have to understand they use the special forces as assassins. They actually train them as assassins. Not every Green Beret is trained as an assassin, but those who wish to be trained are trained, and then they're given assignments, and unfortunately, they kill people because they're told they're enemies of the state, they're enemies of the country. What you're doing is patriotic.
That's right.
Of course, it really isn't. What they're many times are killing people who are an embarrassment to this worldwide satanic conspiracy that extends to the highest levels of our government today. Well, Ted, you didn't mention Sonny Bono in your list.
Oh, yes, Sonny Bono's another one, definitely. Oh, definitely. Well, see, Bob Fletcher out of Idaho had developed considerable information about drug operations, as we all have. And he had documented it and been in contact with Sonny Bono's administrative assistant in Washington, D.C. And he got the attention of Sonny Bono himself. And Bob talked to Sonny Bono. And Sonny Bono was going for his Christmas vacation, going skiing in Nevada. And he told Bob when he gets back to Congress afterwards, after the holidays, he was going to issue a subpoena and get to the bottom of the illegal government covert drug operation. Well, he never made it because they claimed that he ran into a tree while skiing. Well, the tree was like 125 feet off the ski runway. He had abrasions on his forehead, on his left, the left, right side of his forehead. We think a left-handed person tried to beat him up with a gun. We think it was a gun. It looked like marks of that type. His ski mask was missing. His ski hat was missing. He had three layers of clothes on him, and somebody bled through the layers of clothes in his back. There was a tear there, and it bled through all the way to his body. He didn't have a back injury.
In other words, it wasn't Sonny Bono's blood, but they didn't bother to check that because the powerful forces wanted to get rid of Sonny Bono.
That's right. Well, they didn't want him issuing subpoenas. And he was murdered. And Bob Fletcher basically established this without any doubt. There was an article in Globe magazine about it. And they called me and asked for my opinion, my expert opinion on it, which they called me regularly for different type cases. And I backed up what Bob had developed himself. And there is a DVD out on that, which is available through Bob Fletcher's website. I don't have it in front of me right now.
We actually carry the DVD on Sunday. Yeah, we carry a lot of Bob's material. We think it's very valid.
Yes, very good, very good. Don't question about it. You know, these are major felony assaults, attacks. I don't know if I mentioned earlier, I've had my window shot out twice while I was standing within just a few feet of the window. These are acts of war, and we have a right to defend ourselves against this legal lethal force. This intelligence report I have prepared, that Malcolm and I prepared, actually, is 15 pages long, and I plan to present this report to the proper officials as soon as it's complete. As a matter of fact, we just completed it this afternoon, and I'm going to flood the market with it. And in fact, we'll send you a copy of it, Dr. Stan.
Sure, if you do, perhaps we could do a program on that or a couple of programs before you leave. I'm going to miss seeing you at the various meetings, and I'm sure we'll be in touch, you know, even if you do move down to Panama.
Very definitely will, no question about it.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, I think for our listeners out there, these are not nice things to talk about. But unless we understand that there is an invisible government, and, of course, there are very, very powerful forces, people of great wealth who have an agenda. And, of course, these people are inherently evil. They're locked into the occult. Not all of them, but certainly I think the people at the top are. And, of course, they are intent upon bringing about a world government. And, of course, they circulate drugs to corrupt the lives of people, to destroy the lives of people, and, of course, to raise funds for their black operations. And those black operations involve actually replacing government leaders throughout the world and installing puppets who will go along with the plan for the New World Order, the New World Financial System, and, of course, the New World Religion, which is really what this is all about, because there are powerful spiritual forces that have been working to change the music and the message of the Christian church, and they've done a pretty good job of it.
Dr. Stan, if we're going to be going to Panama in the next several months, as soon as we can gather the money and, you know, make plans and so forth, but if we don't make it, if we disappear and are murdered, and I want everybody to know that they killed us, we will have no part of suicide or anything of that nature. So, and of course, we'll still be in touch. We plan to continue to operate offshore.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, many of your DVDs, I know some of them we've seen, they're excellent. And you actually carry the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have The Franklin Cover-Up by John DeCamp. And that's on freevmail.com. We also have Why Johnny Can't Come Home, The Kidnapping of Little Johnny Gosh in West Des Moines, Iowa, by the cult. We also have Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. And that's a fantastic book that explains about the Illuminati in 1773. The Rothschild family actually was one of the Rothschilds. Meyer Rothschild announced the 25 goals to take over the world. And then we have a catalog that's available. If people will send us $25 to P.O. Box 38, Claytonia, Nebraska, 68328, we will be glad to send our catalog to you. And it is an unbelievable accumulation of information. It's P.O. Box 38, Claytonia, C-L-A-T-O-N-I-A, Nebraska, 68328, $25, we'll send our catalog to you.
Okay, I just mentioned, of course, as far as Rothschild is concerned, that this is not a Jewish conspiracy, it's a satanic conspiracy, and I think that, of course, Rothschild and many of these key families are involved in Satanism. It has nothing to do with the average individual, but there is a small group, and of course they've amassed great wealth. Why? Because they've, of course, given themselves over to the dark side. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up the program with Ted Gunderson. Well, Ted, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, and somebody wanted to know your thoughts about G. Gordon Liddy. Do you have any thoughts about G. Gordon Liddy?
Well,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
Fourth one did not admit he was an assassin, but he was actually trained in karate. Actually, this was a type of blood sport where you fought to the very death. And then after having won the world championship in Korea, he was actually recruited by the CIA to carry out covert operations. And why would they want somebody who was a trained killer? Well, of course, I will leave that to your imagination. But the other cursed assassins, although L.D. Brown did not commit an assassination, he was recruited by the CIA to kill a man named Terry Reed. Of course, you've heard our interview with Colonel Daniel Marvin, and then, of course, our interview with Chip Tatum, who did not kill Ross Perot or Ross Perot's daughter. Under many circumstances, this is the real world we're living in, and you have to understand that things are never quite as they appear to be. Our job, of course, is to get you to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. How can you understand the degree of evil we're up against? Well, let me suggest of the brand new DVD we have, The Eye of the Phoenix, which goes into the occult, satanic emblems on the back of the dollar bill, and the president who put them there, his name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He's the president who began packing the Supreme Court with Masons so they could take God and prayer out of our schools. And of course, we had Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was involved in Satanism. And of course, the DVD we're talking about, The Eye of the Phoenix, goes into that. He was followed by Harry Truman, who was a 33rd degree Mason, and they placed their brethren, members of the Lodge, on the Supreme Court. And they took God and prayer out of our schools, and nobody will tell you that. If you want to check it out, go up on the internet and type in Masons Supreme Court, and you'll actually be able to find out who the Masons were, who were on the Supreme Court, and when they served. And they controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 for a period of 30 years from 1941 to 1971. And the fact that you may never have heard that before reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Again, the DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, and of course we suggest the first two DVDs in that set of The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, followed by the Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, both professional, very well done. We also have the talk that Chris Pinto, who produced the Secret Mysteries series, gave here when he was our guest. It's called The Atlantis Connection. And then we have, of course, Constance Cumby and her talk. And, of course, that is actually the title of her talk was The Emergence. We have a four-tape set with Constance Cumby where she goes into the Luciferian background of this whole New Age movement. And what's it all about is about creating a one-world government and installing the one-world leader. And if you don't understand the biblical implications of what's going on, let me suggest the series of DVDs put out by Pastor Billy Crone, The Final Countdown. There are two sets, each one with five DVDs in it, going from 10-1. That's The Final Countdown. Then, of course, we have the DVDs he's put out on creation. That's two 5-DVD sets and one very excellent set of 4 DVDs on the RFID identification. And of course they're going to use identification on everyone, on every object. Right now it's the federal law is that every farm animal has to be RFID tagged. And if you have a chicken or a goose and they're not tagged, you, sir, are a criminal. A federal criminal who's violated federal law. Incredible. You need to get a material. We have a 4-tape set on spy chips that goes into this. We have the book on spy chips and Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series, RFID, identification. So understand, of course, that we hope you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, we've got a great new book called The Money Creators. It's $39.95 at Amazon. Well, you can get it less than half from Radio Liberty. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of T.J. Davis, and we're going to be talking about the FEMA camps that are being set up all across America. Of course, they've had concentration camps set up for many, many years. They're revitalizing the either 8 or 10 Japanese concentration camps we had during the Second World War. And they're spending $80 million to revitalize those camps because we would never want the American people to forget how unjust it was to put them into the Japanese American citizens into concentration camps. But is that really the reason they're rejuvenating them, or do they have another agenda and they're lying to the American people like they lied about the reason that we went into Iraq, like they lied about the reason we went into Vietnam, like they lied about young man who had actually been killed in Afghanistan. We talked about him during the last hour. And, of course, he had actually been a football player with the Arizona Cardinals, and of course he had actually volunteered to go to Afghanistan because he was going to expose the involvement of the Green Berets in guarding the opium fields. Why, of course, he was shot in the head, 3 bullet wounds very closely placed together there. And of course the pathologist who examined the body said this is obvious murder, but nobody was ever punished for killing this young man, a true hero. Well, right now, of course, his name was Pat Tillman. Anyway, right now we've got T.J. Davis on the line. T.J., you go right ahead. Tell us a little about yourself and why you, have accumulated information on the FEMA concentration camps.
Yes, sir, Dr. Stan. It's good to hear your voice. And to the people that keep up with the alternative news, which is reality, they've heard the FEMA camp issue worked severely, especially lately. I think one of the reasons is the Congress is allotting more money for more of these camps or detention centers, whatever you want to call them. There's a contingency plan because they are military in every sense of the word. I've got in front of me just one page from USA Today. That's pretty mainstream. It's important that people understand, if they don't understand military tactics or military history or biblical history or the history of all the epochal times of the world, and they can just pick up one page of a newspaper and look at the doublespeak, the lies, and the glaring truth, and they will stand out if you study what you read. And I've got some examples here I want to share.
All right, fine. You go right ahead.
This is February 6th, 10 days ago, USA Today, on the Washington page. The Obama administration will sharply restrict extraordinary rendition. Well, John Doe may or may not know what a rendition is. A rendition is a military term for surrender.
Hold that. We'll be back here in just a moment with T.J. Davis talking about what's happening as far as the FEMA camps and the detention camps. There's even new legislation they've gotten through. I had to justify it. Well, TJ, you go right ahead.
Yes. Extraordinary rendition, in this, the way it's used here, means we're not going to kidnap people anymore and take them so far overseas. We don't have to. We've got camps in the United States. That's how I interpret that, and that is accurate, and that is exactly what they're doing.
Well, of course, I think you have to understand that basically what they've been doing, the term, as I think it's used, is that they've actually been taking people and sending them to other countries to be tortured, and this was a standard procedure under the Bush regime, saying, well, we're not going to torture them here, we're going to send them over to Egypt or some other horrible place where they can be tortured. That was what they meant by the term rendition, and of course, Obama said, well, we're going to stop torturing here in the United States. And but, of course, I don't think they're going to stop sending them overseas to be tortured. It's all a word game.
There's other stuff on this one page. The top of the page, suicides in the Army rise sharply in January. The count would exceed the number of soldiers killed in overseas combat. That's pretty incredible. And then we have a light colonel, Mike Moose, stating, we have not identified any particular problem. That's ignorance gone to seed. The suicide is the problem, and it comes from a plethora of reasons, and a new inductee could identify problems. They take an oath. The oath is to the Constitution, and as soon as they're trained to break the oath to the Constitution, then they're sent overseas, out of their realm, on foreign soil, into unjust wars. What do you expect? They've broken the oath to the Constitution. I don't think they've taken that out of the military oath yet. And Lieutenant Colonel Mike Moose can't identify any particular problem, and the oath is supreme at the enlistment and for the entire duration of the service. So that shows the intelligence of the officer corps, or one member. Over here it says, here's another, that we're still on just one page. Poll. Ethics stumbles, not a big deal, referring to Obama's first few days in office. And the journalist states, they're giving Obama time to get on his feet. Is that to say, the American people put a man in office that wasn't on his feet?
Well, because basically what happened was, of course, that so many of the people he nominated had income tax problems. People like Timothy Geithner, Tom Daschle, I think the Secretary of Commerce, there were a number of people who had real problems. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is T.J. Davis, and he's simply quoting from an article in the U.S. News and World Report that expressed concern about Obama not getting on his feet. We've got to give him some time to get on his feet. And, of course, he's not on his feet because he's had so many embarrassment of the people he's picked to be on his cabinet. Certainly Bill Richardson from, I think it was, New Mexico or Arizona, probably New Mexico. He was going to be Secretary of the Commerce, except it turned out he was involved in some very questionable activity and was facing an indictment. And then, of course, there was Tom Daschle, who had, of course, made $100,000 or more he'd forgotten to pay taxes on, or some sort of a special sweetheart deal he had where he'd been provided with a car and driver, and $5 million for being a lobbyist. And, of course, of course, Obama had said he's not going to have lobbyists, you know, in government. And then, of course, there was the Timothy Geithner that, actually came to be the Secretary of the Treasury. But he was just so gullible. His income tax program that he had on the computer lied to him and didn't tell him he was underpaying $30,000 or $40,000 of income tax. And then there were a couple of other people that Obama had appointed to key positions who had been thoroughly investigated, and then they found out that they had income tax problems, or their husband had income tax problems, and this was rather embarrassing for Obama. And his remark was, well, I screwed up. Well, when you're President of the United States, you know, when you're appointing people to key administrative positions, you shouldn't be screwing up. You shouldn't be appointing people with questionable morals to key positions in your administration. Go ahead, TJ. Pick up the story.
Yes, sir. You mentioned the American people, not all of them, many more of them are waking up, but everybody can feel the gravity of the situation in this country right now. That's why I feel so honored to be able to discuss it with you and your listeners. To understand war, it helps if you've been in one, and I've been in one or two, and I served in two branches of military service for over 20 years. Let's take the word corridor. I used to, back home, I used to call Interstate 35 an Interstate 35 highway. Now you will notice that they change, the enemy will change words to confuse. He's the author of confusion. Everything's called a corridor. I heard of a town redoing their main street, and they're going to call it a corridor. If you open a dictionary, that's a military term. A corridor is a narrow strip of land through foreign-held territory. Well, now, who's the foreigners here? Them or us? They're saying something to the people, and you've got to watch the wordage of everything. And when it starts changing, you've got to say, wait a minute, let me think about what that, what my neighbor said, what the newsman said, what the president said. And I guarantee you, eventually the scales will fall off your eyes.
Well, I think it's important that people understand there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. We had something called the Posse Comitatus Act that said you could not use American troops on American citizens. And, of course, that was repealed by Congress, then, of course, was voted back in to reinstate the Posse Comitatus Act, and President Bush signed the legislation, but put on a signing statement saying, I will not abide by this law. In other words, I'm going to be able to go ahead and utilize the American troops, including National Guard troops, against American citizens. And legislation has been passed that allows them to do that, executive orders, to actually take the National Guard without the permission of the governor of the state to use those troops against American citizens. And why would they go to establish these laws unless they were intending to use them? And then, of course, recently there was something called H.R. 645. Are you acquainted with that, T.J.?
I've got so many executive orders. Yeah, I think that was the new...
That was the new to establish the camps on a number of military bases. These would be... they don't use the term detention camps. They would simply be... Well, but they would be detention camps. Massive camps on military bases where American citizens would be placed... In case of national unrest or national disorder or a national calamity, would there be some place to put these people behind barbed wire? And this legislation, H.R. 645, has only recently passed. Go right ahead.
There's another word here that I don't like to hear because I have so much military experience, and it's called infrastructure. When I was a little boy, we called that public works. We called it public utilities. In the military, it was the infrastructure. Let's look it up in the dictionary. The permanent installations required for military purposes.
No,
you don't even have to have an Army training manual. All you got to have is a Webster's Dictionary and think about what people are telling you. This country's been under siege for generations, and the siege works got complete with the Patriot Act, and the enemy's about to come over the wall.
Well, because I'm very concerned about the Patriot Act, because, of course, it was rushed through. The congressmen were not allowed to read the Patriot Act beforehand. They were forced to vote for it, exactly as, of course, this last week, why Congress wasn't allowed to read the stimulus bill. It was completed at 11 o'clock at night. That it was distributed in the morning, 1,076 pages, and the congressmen were supposed to vote on it. How could you possibly vote on something you hadn't read? There was no summary of it. It was just there. Take it or leave it. They already had the votes, the Democratic votes, in the House of Representatives, and, of course, in the Senate, why they three senators were allowed by the Republican leadership to go over and, of course, to vote so that could not have a filibuster against it. The Republican leadership, although all the Republicans supposedly voted against it, except for the three, it was a sweetheart deal between the Republican and the Democrat leaderships to get this legislation through. so that the members of Congress, those people who really do believe that they're there to serve their constituents, were not allowed to read the legislation anymore. They were allowed to read the Patriot Bill, and allowed to read most of the legislation. It's usually slammed through at the last minute, and of course in midnight sessions where nobody will have a chance to read it. So we talk about representative government. We don't have representative government. We have government by an elite. But we can't let the American people know that. They've got to believe that those votes in Congress really mean something. But, as George Bush really demonstrated, he would simply selectively enforce the laws. And the laws he didn't want to enforce, he didn't. The laws he did want, that the Congress didn't want passed, he would go ahead and enforce. So we have an elitist form of government, and we have the Congress there sort of as a cover to give the impression that, well, we can vote for our congressman, it's going to make a difference. Go right ahead there, TJ.
Some of your listeners probably want to know where the nearest FEMA camp is. Well, if you've got a vacant lot and there's a combat MP company around, you've got a FEMA camp, in a sense. So I've got just nine. I don't like to use the internet, but I did the other day, and there's just a plethora of pages on FEMA camps, both from FEMA themselves, only they use different words again, and from Patriot websites. These pages here, there's nine pages listing some states. I know there's more states than this, because if you've got an old or a new military installation in your state, you've got a potential FEMA camp or an operating FEMA camp. Let's start with Alaska. This, allegedly, I haven't seen it, so I can't say for sure, but I've seen it published so much, it must have some degree of truth to it. It says the facility holds 500,000 and will be used for forced labor. I've seen other data that says it'll hold 2 million. One of those figures is probably skewed a bit, or might be somewhere in between.
Well, we have an excellent DVD. It's made some years ago by a friend in Southern California, but basically at Dave Wegner. And it's called America Behind Barbed Wire. And you can actually see the FEMA the concentration camps there. When this was made, I don't even know they called them FEMA camps. They called them concentration camps. We actually have an interview, which is available in our concentration camp special. An interview is footage shot at the Iran-Contra hearings, but Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to bring into the discussion, of course it's being televised, the fact that there is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and wrap up to round up Americans and put them into concentration camps, and Senator Inouye keeps interrupting and Congressman Brooks keeps trying to bring out the information, and Senator Inouye keeps interrupting, saying we can't discuss this in public. We are not allowed to discuss this in public. We can have secret sessions to discuss this. We cannot be brought out here. And then, of course, an interview with Congressman Henry Gonzalez, longtime chairman of the House Banking Committee, who says the only person who got close to the truth in those hearings was Congressman Jack Brooks. Because there really is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to round up American citizens and put them in concentration camps. You'll actually see that footage in something called The Amazing Clips or The Shocker, but they were included in our concentration camp special, which we hope our listeners will get. And you'll actually, of course, in that see a DVD called America Behind Barbed Wire and see the pictures of them. They've been here for a long time. We have a talk. It's called the Planned Police State, and of course it comes with a syllabus that has all the documentation. There is a plan. I fear it'll be put in place before very long. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest. Well, TJ, you're right ahead.
This one page in front of me, back to the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
A little paranoid. They see conspirators behind every wall or every door. Or is it possible that there really are people here in the United States who want to establish a dictatorship? And behind that are the powerful spiritual forces. Is God going to bring His judgment on America? Do the same spiritual forces work within America today that were there at the time of the Nazis? And of course, was there any relationship between the people in our government and the people in the Nazi regime? Of course, those of you who have read Professor Sutton's work on Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler will realize, of course, there were 100 American corporations that were providing the war materials for Adolf Hitler before the war, and and during the Second World War, when the Nazis were killing our boys, American corporations, General Motors and Ford, were building the trucks and cars that were being used by the Nazi military to transport their soldiers to the front lines to kill American boys. And Standard Oil tankers were providing the oil for the Nazi submarines that were sinking our troop ships and killing our boys. And all of this information is out there if you look into it, but most people have never heard that. And then, of course, at the end of the Second World War, why the CIA and MI6 helped the Nazis come to the United States under Operation Paperclip, and between 10 and 60,000 of them, Jim Marr says 60,000, the most vicious Nazis, escaped to South America with the help, of course, the Central Intelligence Agency and something called the Rat Line. But you can look this up. Are the same forces at work in America that were working in Hitler's Germany? Well, let's go to our special guest, and it's Ray, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ray. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah. I wanted to say in regards to concentration camps and the whole thing, I've been thinking about it for quite a while, and, you know, this whole phony war on terror, which Obama has committed himself to, of course, you know, is really a war on the American people. It's really all about, you know, finding reasons to imprison American people, you know, for not going along with the government.
That's absolutely right, Ray.
I think that's what it is.
It is becoming glaringly evident to anyone who can see, hear, or read properly and has any degree of discernment. Every aspect of the American life is controlled.
It is.
And they've got enough control now that I think they're hoping they can begin to use the camps. Now, I don't want everybody to feel hopeless here. I like to watch classic movies. There's a couple good ones that are my favorites. The Battle of the Bulge is one. And the black sheep officer who had good discernment saved the day. And the enemy, when the enemy is about to be defeated, he'll make one last push.
Do you remember the line in Casablanca where, what was his name, the actor, he said to Humphrey Bogart, he said, "Welcome to the fight."
Yes.
You know, remember?
Yes,
that?
And the French officer talking to Major Rosser, the Nazi.
Rosser, yeah. This,
he kept saying, "The Third Reich," and Rosser kept saying, "Are you trying to tell me there might be a Fourth Reich?" Indeed, there is. It's here. It's now. Because history repeats itself.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Hitler was not a German. He was an Austrian.
Yes, he was. And he was
and
dedicated
Obama,
to...
Obama, we're not sure where... I mean, it could be Kenya, Hawaii... Or possibly Chicago. I don't know if he knows.
All right, fine. Well, do you have anything else you want to say there, Ray?
There's some things about Obama that's, and of course, what really frightens me is that everybody seems to be elated with the fact that, you know, he's doing so wonderfully with this so-called stimulus, you know, package. I'm not sure whether it's going to help people at all.
No, it's really not aimed to help people. It's to give you the impression they're trying to do something to stop the collapse of our economy, but they're not. The real issue, of course, is the collapsing home market. Of course, there are almost 10,000 people a day now who are having their homes foreclosed. And, of course, you know, six months ago, they said, "We're going to address this." 6 months later, nothing's happened. But they say, "Well, we're going to address it one of these days." The truth of the matter is, Ray, they don't want to solve the problem. When you understand that, everything makes sense. It's sort of like when they gave all this money, the TARP money, to all the big banks, but they forgot to tell them they had to lend it. Aw, shucks, we just made another mistake. Oh, I don't think it was a mistake at all. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is T.J. Davis. Ray, did you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Uh, I'm continuing to read that book on Hitler, and it's very, very interesting.
Which one is that now?
It's by a man named Ian Kershaw. It's 1,000 pages long. I've finished about 300 pages of the early stages of the Nazi Reich, and it's extremely interesting how he managed to do what he did. It took a long period of time, actually. People don't realize it, but it took Hitler 10 years before he developed the kind of power and influence that he had.
But now, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that book is not going to go into how American corporations and American banks... Does it really tell American corporations actually financed Adolf Hitler and provided the war material? Well, then it's a good book. Hey, Ray, we'll let you go, and thanks very much for calling.
Thanks, bye.
Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and of course, anybody, if you were interested, we actually found when I was going to Professor, pardon me, through Colonel House's papers back at Yale in 1980, a letter sent by the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, Ambassador Dodd, a letter sent to Colonel House saying, why are all the American corporations providing the war materials for the German military? 100 corporations are building war equipment and there's no money to be made because of exchange controls. Do the corporations, the taxpayers, do the stockholders back home understand that America is building up the German military? And there's no profit to be made? Well, go right ahead, TJ.
Ray was talking about the stimulus package. If you notice where it's going, I've got the Minnesota Pioneer Press right in front of me for Friday. On the table, the St. Paul mayor, Chris Coleman, is terrified that they won't get enough money and that 67 cops could be laid off, and they're going to lose inspectors, prosecutors, and policemen. Well, now that should really worry the mortgage holder, right? Negative. Down in Iowa, they've allotted millions of dollars to refurbish small airports and enhance their runway lighting. Total military operation. Total infrastructure. It has nothing to do with the care of the American people's children or their homes or their family. It's all about war machinery. And people can't imagine how long, they can't believe that this has been going on for a long time.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, T.J. Davis. We're going to be talking about, of course, the FEMA camps, concentration camps. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's see if anybody would like to give us a call. Again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And then, of course, TJ, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out before we go to another caller? Well, then let's go to Jeannie, who's calling us from La Selva Beach. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing tonight? Oh, didn't get Jeannie. Okay, let's try it again. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing?
I'm real fine. We're having global warming down here. We just had hail, and it's all over the road and the lawns.
Oh, my goodness, Anna. Well, because don't call Al Gore. He must be very, very upset that we've had one of the coldest winters we've ever had. But then you have to understand it's not really global warming he's concerned about. It's climate change. And you know, it's the climate change that's caused by the excess of CO2. And, of course, even if we have global cooling, he'll blame that, the climate change on the CO2. That's because he makes a lot of money by selling carbon credits, the greatest scam in the world, aimed at destroying the industrial foundation of our nation. But you pick up the story, Jeannie.
The definition of corridors was very interesting. Could I hear that again, please?
Sure, if I can get back to that page here. Just a second, Jeannie.
Yeah, because I wanted to say I was seeing corridors in my research. And, of course, the highways are now safety corridors. You have your wildlife corridors.
Right.
Your scenic corridors.
Right.
And your rail corridors. Absolutely. And that really struck home on the definition.
And if we owned them, they'd be infrastructure in the eyes of the enemy.
And it was, as I remember, it was a strip of land.
Yes.
In actually occupied country.
That's right.
Where you're going through
That's
on these
right.
corridors.
That's right. And I told them.
All right, fine. Anything else, Jeannie?
No, but this sure hits the nail.
That definition's right in the Webster's Collegiate, and I pulled the book. I've got a whole bunch of words here, Marge, and I pulled that one out, and I can't see it, and I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I just looked it up, so.
What definition did you find there?
Well, it was a strip of land that's inside a country.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it didn't say occupied country, but it specified it as
territory.
Being different within that country. It was a strip of land.
All right, fine. Jeannie, thank you so very much for calling. Our telephone number, anything else, Jeannie? I guess not. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. TJ, you go ahead and pick up the story there, and if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call if you have a question or comment. If you are concerned about this idea that our leaders seem to be fixated on developing camps in the United States for putting people into. Now, of course, they justify it. They say, oh, well, this is for illegal immigrants. Well, of course, they have no intention of rounding up the illegal immigrants and putting them in the country. In fact, they've done everything they could to encourage the illegal immigrants to come to this country by giving them, food stamps and by giving them welfare and by allowing them to work with obviously fraudulent Social Security numbers, which the government knows are fraudulent. In fact, they've even signed treaties with the Mexican government so that people who come here illegally can get their Social Security. So all this talk about being concerned about illegal immigrants is simply fraudulent. Any effort to try to have English as the official language of the United States has been blocked. Why? Because they want a multicultural, multilingual country. They want to destroy the sovereignty and the integrity of our nation. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and there we go. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, good, Stan. In this corridor infrastructure discussion, the next logical question is, who is the invading army?
The invading army is the New World Order, and if you don't like that term, you can take it to the... You can call it many things, but it is real people. It is very similar to the Hitlerian era and the World War I era, but it's bigger now. It's bigger. It has grown to epochal size. And where it begins, that would be pretty hard to define. But there's brown shirts. Now they're called green shirts, I guess, under Obama and the new American ideologies, but they're in every county. They're in county supervisors' offices. Some of them are completely naive about world history and where their own mission is going. People do not realize how infiltrated this country is. They don't know. They haven't read, and they haven't comprehended what they've read. Operation Paperclip started the wheels towards injustice in this country rolling once again. It was invited here.
I was fine. Basically, I have the definition of a corridor. There are three definitions here. And of course, the first one is a passageway, as in a hotel or office building, into which compartments or rooms are open, a place or position, especially political power is wielded through discussions and deal-making, as was excluded from the corridors. And then the second definition is the one I think you're talking about, a narrow passageway or route, a narrow strip of land through foreign-held territory, a restricted lane for air traffic, a land path used by migrating animals, and 3, a densely populated strip of land, including 2 or more major cities. So these are, of course, all various definitions of the word corridor. Mike, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, green shirts is a good word. Personally, I like to call them green meanies.
There's another important word here, Mike. It's called siege. And you really have to think about it. This country has been under siege, and what does siege mean? A persistent or serious attack to compel a fortified place to surrender, to do a rendition. The people that create international disturbances are not stupid, and they love to twist words, and they take the definition that suits them, that they can relate to amongst themselves. And these are things you have to watch for. I'm a type of fellow who resists change. I think older is better. I'll give you an example. The Army military people are familiar with what you call MREs. An MRE, they say, is a meal ready to eat. That's not my definition, because I've read the package. And we did not always call them MREs. And I had the misfortune of being forced to be working in a supply section for a while. And it was for a battalion field operation. And one day the colonel came in and he said, Davis, how you fix for MREs? And I'm kind of a stickler for consistency. And I said, sir, I don't think I have any. He said, what do you mean? You want the troops to starve? I said, no, I have MRIs. Ready to eat's a hyphenated word, and they've been called MRIs up until that point. Now they're called MREs. They change everything. If you're a marksman, you can't believe the detail of this insurgency to, it's called psychological operations. To retrain your vocabulary. And if they retrain your vocabulary enough, you'll just welcome a vacation at a FEMA camp. They'll be calling them a free health center with spa.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Mike, that you wanted to bring up?
Well, I just think sometimes about the discussions that must have gone on in Germany during the rise of the Third Reich, when some people knew what was going on, and they tried to tell others who just refused to believe, and it just seems like that kind of thing is going on today.
Well, of course, it said that, you know, in Germany, people would be in church on Sunday, and then, you know, if there was a train track close by, they could, of course, hear the train going by and the people screaming, so they just sang louder so they didn't have to hear them. And I often think today, as I think about the torturing and the program of torture authorized by our government, and a lot of these people are completely innocent. Many of them have become terrorists after, of course, they were arrested because of their terrible way they were treated. And, of course, one of the major reasons for the insurgency and the rise of the opposition to America in Iraq was the policies of torture, which everybody in Iraq knew. How can we possibly justify that, even torturing one innocent person in the name of, well, he might have information? But you know, if he's innocent, he's not going to have information. And where is the outcry from the concerned Americans? Anything else, Mike, before
nothing
we let
else.
You go?
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we're talking about, could they really be planning on having concentration camps in America? Are there really people who would like to disarm our population and put large numbers of dissidents, as it were, people who disagree with the government, or whose, of course, whose names are on retention lists? And believe me, they do have dossiers on literally every American, and they have lists of people who don't want to go along with the New World Order. and the New World Economic System and the New World Religion that they're planning. And, of course, I believe that one day they're going to simply send their troops out to arrest them under one guise or another. I think they're doing everything they can to actually encourage unrest in this country. There's one reason they're getting so many people out of jobs and of course, collapsing the economy and getting so people will lose their homes. And so there will be this unrest in this country. And, of course, our plea to people is don't get involved in the demonstrations, because, believe me, if you have a planned demonstration, it's going to be planned by the enemies of freedom. What we need to do is spend our time educating others. And once we have the majority of the American people on our side, they're not going to be able, of course, to carry out their truly diabolical plans to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, TJ.
Yes. Before we close tonight sometime, I'll do it right now. I don't want people to feel hopeless, but it is President's Day, and I've got enough American Indian blood in me that I tend not to idolize hardly any presidents. However, there was one who was like-minded in my character. And he loved nature, he loved hunting, he loved dogs and horses. And the quote goes like this: "We loved a great many things, birds and trees and books, horses, rifles and children, hard work and the joy of life." And certainly he wasn't perfect. He was an American president. But he knew about love, and if you love life to any degree, I don't care if it's a hot fudge sundae or an oak tree, your dog or your horse or your child, let it be known that the enemy of this Reich, this epochal time, is a destroyer completely. And you need to find a friend, say a prayer, or befriend a sheepdog, because I think the time is short, and most people can see it, either economically or militarily or in the courts or in their own families. It is visible now to everyone, or you can go out and watch the spray planes every day or the helicopters. It is here. And thank God for Dr. Stan and some other sheepdogs that are trying to educate the herd before we all get hurt.
Well, I think that Alex is doing an excellent job. I think, of course, that certainly Joyce Riley is doing an excellent job. Pastor Butch Palm, Pastor Chris Meyer, he's actually up on our satellite with us. And those of you who have not heard our satellite, you can get it on the internet at radioliberty.com. If you simply go to radioliberty.com and then go on to the live feed there, you can listen 24 hours a day. We've got 24-hour programming, and we have it there because we want people to have the opportunity to hear the information you're not going to get through regular channels. So remember, that's radioliberty.com. And you can listen to Joyce's programs and Butch Paul's program and Pastor Chris Meyer's program and my program as well, 9 hours a day. So the information's there, and we do hope that people will tell other people. This is how we're getting the information out. How often I will hear somebody will call and say, "Well, you know, my son got me started," or "my mother got me started listening." And, of course, this is why we have to get going. How did you get started listening, TJ?
Oh, wow, that's a story. I went into exile when I knew what was going on, and I took some damage. I had what we call a head-on collision with one of those dark helicopters. Ultimately, it killed my dog. I'm still here, obviously. And then, due to circumstances or providence or destiny, I was forced to come back. And I went clear down to Central Mexico, and I took a shortwave radio with me that I just received. When I was a little boy, I listened to shortwave, but I wasn't aware that anyone else knew what was going on. And that was a comfort to know there was people back here that did know. And the story built from there, and I've been at it for a decade now. Actually, the big overt push with military craft especially aircraft, that I observed physically in the tri-state area of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa began on Halloween of 2000. In December of 2000, some of your listeners are probably familiar with a woman called Mother Angelica. She posted a warning in the middle of the night on her live network, and she was in tears. Because this war is non-sectarian. The destroyer comes against life, period. It doesn't matter if you're carrying a King James Bible or if you don't want to read it. And she posted a warning on there that was quite moving. And so the word has been out for a while, but not everyone is listening.
Well, Sister Angelica certainly did an excellent job, and I don't know whether she's still alive or not.
After she posted that warning, she gave no more live broadcasts. I don't know what happened to her. I'd suggest saying a prayer for her, but she said what is about to come on the earth is like nothing before, and everyone must either learn to pray or ask someone to pray, and she was in tears.
Manuel, I think she was a very wise and very very wonderful woman, traditional
and
Catholic.
Hold
on, I'll be back in just a moment.
Right now, and that was back Y2K happened.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
the family. If you haven't, of course, laid in your supply of long-term food storage, of course, if you'd like to get a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one, the Ready Reserve, the wholesale prices, you'll get through us just as you will get through them. And then, of course, if you need the Berkey water filters, you need to have something on hand to purify water. We've got a couple of them, and actually extra filters. We think it's just a good thing to have on hand. And then, of course, we also hope that if you've not laid in a supply of health products, and I'm talking about calcium, magnesium, or certainly if you need anything for your heart, as I do, of course, we lay in a supply of those, so we'll have them on hand. You need to have the things that will protect your health and your family's health in the difficult times that lie ahead. Certainly the people who advertise a garden in a can are certainly helping Radio Liberty, and of course you will hear their regular advertisements on Radio Liberty. We think it's a real good idea. We've got a can of the seeds we have, and we just got that in a refrigerator, and it should last for many, many years. And then if you'd like to know more about the concentration camps, we have a 4-tape set. We have a DVD. We have the amazing clips of the Shocker. Both of you give you the, and you'll actually watch the Iran-Contra hearings when the Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to bring out the plan to arrest Americans and put them in concentration camps. And then Henry Gonzalez saying, yes, there really is a plan in case of a national emergency to round up Americans. When you actually hear it, when you see it, why, of course, it has much more meaning. We have something called the Concentration Camp Special that has all of these various items. We have my talk, The Planned Police State, and, of course, the DVD, it is on DVD, but there's a syllabus that goes with that that has all the documentation for the things we talk about. That's the Concentration Camp, that's the Planned Police State syllabus and the talk on the Planned Police State. Then to put things into their spiritual context, you need to get the new DVD. It's called The Eye of the Phoenix goes into the background of the emblems on the back of the dollar bill. And they really have an amazing, amazing story. There is an occult nature goes into the president who put that emblem on the back of the dollar bill, a man named Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The president who involved America in World War II, where hundreds of thousands of Americans perished in a war that was actually financed by American corporations and American and English banks, a totally unnecessary war. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the new book we're carrying. It's called Target Patton. It's the story of General Patton and his assassination. We actually have a brand new book. We've just gotten it in. It's called The Money Creators. It was written back in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan, who has paid a great deal of money to write the book. And then, of course, once she'd given it to the people who'd paid her the money, they announced it would never be published because the last thing they wanted was for the American people to know the truth about money. So that's called The Money Creators. You can get them up on Amazon. I think they're $39, and they're less than half that from Radio Liberty. That's The Money Creators, but check it out, and then we hope you want to get the book. We think it's well worthwhile reading. And it's with a foreword by Senator Owen, who at that time had been instrumental in forming the Federal Reserve System, only to find out that it betrayed the American people. Telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our program, encourage them to listen, pull down our November and December 2008 newsletters off the Internet, copy them and disseminate them. If you'd like to get cards to hand out to your friends, we'd be glad to provide them for you. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.